Toysis and Daf Beis says, and Divrei Maschil Poshot, Tedemid Itzrich Trei Koi Behotso, Kidanafkalan Bereish Hazorek, Mivichale Ha'am Mehavi, Usef Sof Parakama de Ervin, Nafkalan, Mikro Achwina de Roshino, Al Yetze Ishmim Komo, Al Yotzi. So Toysis has that there's a separate lav for Hotzor. And Rashi in the Mishnah seems that way also. Rashi says that the Isa Hotzor, he says, Beperek Azor, Kureisha Nafkale, Mivitzav, Moshe, Bamachna, Vyavira, Kol Bamachna, Vitzon, Lo Safiku, Mirshus HaYochad, Lo Shus HaRabim, Lahavi Nedova, Lamachna, Lavia, Vyom, HaShabbos Haya. So from Rashi it seems that there's a separate Issa of Hotzor and Shabbos. And so he interprets the pasuk v'tzav Moshe v'aviva kol b'machna lema ish v'isha al yasu od malacha l'tumas hakodesh, and the pasuk concludes v'chale ha'am mehavi, that Rashi interprets that it doesn't just mean not to continue to bring matonis and the dovis to the Mishkan, but it means it's a separate, the Rashi interprets that this was on Shabbos, and therefore it's an Azhara for the Isa Hotzor b'Shabbos. So Rashi, both Rashi and Tosafot hold this a separate Azhara. However, the Rambam, the Rav pointed on Perek Yud Beis from Hilchos Shabbos, when he quotes Hotzor, he says, Hotzor, Mirshus, Lushus, Meloch, Me'ovis, Melochasi, and he doesn't have a, there's not a separate lav of Hotzor. It's included in the general halacha of the Issa Melacha on Shabbos. And the pasuk that Rashi quotes, V'chalei Am Ervi, the Rambam will interpret, as does the Rabbeinu Chananel in Ervin, that that's speaking about that's speaking in general, that the Moshe said there's enough for the Nedavos for the Mishkan, so no more is required. However, the Ram seems to say that there's not a separate Issa Hotzor. All of this is subsumed under the Issa Melacha of Shabbos. So the Rav thought that this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam may relate to a fundamental machlokes of how you understand the Lamed Tes Melachos. Are the Lamed Tes Melachos just different ofanim, different forms of melacha, and fall under the rubric of Los Asa Melacha, or is each one a separate oisin, a separate ashara? So, Rav quoted that Toysis in Sanhedrin and Daf Samech Gimel asked, why is there Malkus on Yontif for being Mechal Yontif, doing Melacha on Yontif, if it's not Tzorech Oichel Nefesh, why isn't Melacha Alav Shebechlolos? So you see from Toysis Kasha that Toysis thinks that there's 39 separate Isurim. Lav Shebechlolos, for example, is the lav of Lo Sochlo Al Adam. That's a lav Shebechlolos because subsumed under this Isa of Lo Sochlo Al Adam are many other Isurim. That Bezdin, the Paskin, Zechi of Misa, that they're not allowed to eat on that day. Should eat from the Behemah Achetetche Nafsha, even after the Shechita. Lo sochlo, one should not eat before he davens. Kodesh is balaltim al dimchem. Many assume that are subsumed under one lav is a lav shebechlolos. From the Toysis Kasha, you see that Toysis thinks that all Lamed Tes Melacha are separate isurim. However, the Rambam, Michas Chinuch points it says, the Rambam doesn't seem to think that these agree to Toysis, and the Rambam thinks that they're there's only one Issa, namely the Issa Malacha, and they're just simply different fashions or different ways, methods, namely the Lama Tesla Malachas, to violate this Issa Malacha. And the Nafgamina in this would be whether when you're Masver for an Issa Malacha, Toysa says, and Daf Ayin Gimel, that you chayv to be Masver for each Malacha and Malacha, in the name of that Malacha, in the name of the Av. However, the Rambam doesn't say that you have to be Masver for the Av, because the Rambam thinks there's one overriding Issa Malacha, and the Lamates Malachas are only different methods or different ofanim to express this Issa Malacha and to violate. However, Toysus thinks, and Rashi thinks, that each one of these Lamates Malachas represents a separate Issa, and therefore this requires a separate Hasra, even though they're all subsumed under the Lav of Malacha and Shabbos and the Lav of Malacha and Yontif. And therefore, according to the Rambam, there's not a separate Azhara for Hotzor and Shabbos. But Tosis thinks you need a separate Hasara, because the Torah has a separate Hasara because it's a Malacha Grua, it's not a Malachas Chiddush, but it's a separate Issa Lav. Once it's an Issa Lav, it becomes subsumed. It's not just an Issa Lav. On Shabbos, it's already an Issa Skila as well. Because it means that this is also included under the Issuei Shabbos, which are all Issuei Skila, according. But Toysus thinks it's possible to have a separate Lav because all of these are separate Issuim. However, according to the Rambam, there's only one Issa. It's not that each malach is a separate oisa, and therefore it doesn't require its own hasra. Toises in Psochim, and Davhei says that if Havara lelav yatzas, that Havara wouldn't apply on Yontif. Because you see that he holds that it's a separate isa, and it's a separate lav, and therefore was said only for Shabbos and not on Yontif. But according to the Rambam, even if you would hold Havara Lelav Yatzas, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that Havara Lechalik Yatzas and Havara is Nisa Skil and Nisa Lav. But even if he would have held Havara Lelav Yatzas, it would have applied on Yontif, because even though it's an Nisa Lav and it's a lesser Issa of Shabbos, it's still an Issa Malacha, and therefore it applies equally Shabbos to Yontif.